והדף קופלם את בייז, עמד בייז two lines from when the lines start getting wide. Ba'omar Rav Chisda Zroya le'echad ve'keva le'echad l'chayayim l'shnayim. He says, Rav Chisda said, by the Matnas Kuhne, we'll see in Rashi, there's an Indian of an Asinach Shuvev, so Mamele, the minimum should be, the Zroya should be given to one Koyim, keva le'echad l'chayayim, they could split it into two. Like the Gemara, Eini, it's not like that. V'kiyosa Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef Omar v'marove palginelu garme garme. In Eretz Yisrael, they take each bone and they split it in half and they give it to two kehanim. And here you're saying that it is necessary to give to one kohen a whole zroya. So the Gemara answers, hosam b'detura. They're speaking about a shayr. So the Ivorim are very large, so there could be a Seder of Garma Garma. But Rav Chisda is speaking about a Behemet Dake, so in order for it to be a Nesinech Shuve, need a Zroya Lechot, Keva Lechot, L'chayayim, L'shnayim. Let us see Rashi, V'omar Rav Chisda, Matnei Skune, Kachi Nechlekes. That's how it is divided. Zroya yonaisin Yisrael l'kayin echad, v'keiva l'kayin echad l'chayayim l'shnei kanim. So the Gemara asks, garma garma, kol etzim v'etzim ayim achalik l'shnayim. So Mo says, hosam b'deturam, v'shoyer hagodol, she'ivorov g'doylam v'yoisi, as large eivorim. אפילו יום החלק האיבה לשניים, עדיין יש בכל חלק וחלק שיר נסינה מליה. There's a שיר of a חושב נסינה. אבל בבהם הדק, אם יום החלק האיבה לשניים, לא היה בכל חלק נסינה מליה. Would not be a חושב נסינה. ורחמונה אומר, ונוסן לקוין נסינה יופה. Sagt die Gemara weiter, Omar Rabbe Barbachone, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Oser Lechel mi Behema, Shaloi Hurma Mat Noisel. There's an Isel to eat from the Behema before the Harome of the Matonis. For Omar Rabbe Barbachone, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, כל איכל מבהמה של איהומו מתנויסאו, כאילו איכל תבולם, ממש דמתונס, before הפרושס, of זרוי לחיים וקיבה, it is also בחילה. ולסילך עשה כבו עשה, the second הלוכה, that is ממש כאיכל תבולם. זוקס, תאיסוויס, Kilo Eichel Tvolim Mamish, the Matonish Alfina Nesina Nesina Mitrume Beperk Reishes Hageis. Zog the Gemara weiter. Omar Rav Chisda Maton Matneis Kuhune Eine Choleis Elo Tzvitzli Veine Choleis Elo Bechardo The Matonis Kuhune My time on Makro, le Moshro, le Gedulo, Kederech Sham Lochem Oichlem. They have to be eaten in a Gora Bekovadika Oifen, should be roasted and with mustard, because it says, le Moshro, le Gedulo, Kederech Sham Lochem Oichlem. What does Taisvi say? Heine Cholem Elo Tzvi, ve Elo Bechardot. So it seems there are certain guidelines how they have to be eaten. Vim taima sotais veseste bepere kolatoderam rinem ubekulon by all the matneskune bekulon rashay mekahanem lishane ispachila by the kabonis mistama they can be mishane laichlon sluyim can be roasted shlukin mevusholim v'ama bigmore taima mishum dersibu lamashcha perish legdula kederech shamalachim oichlam. So it seems malachim eat whatever their taste buds demand. That is the derech habachilas malachim. And here it says a distinct oifen how it should be eaten. Dafke tzli, dafke bechaldo. V'nire, so Taisa says as follows. The vadai. Kemoyshe toivloi v'nene yoyse motza ochelu. That's icher. The oifen he has, he derives more benefit from it, he enjoys it better. So that's the lemoshcho legdula. He should enjoy the achila. Avol odo, she toivloi tzli kisholok emavushel. But a person who, there's no difference to him between Sli and Sholok and Mavushal. That means he enjoys everything. Yoichel Sli should derech gedula yoisa. Sli is a derech gedula. My chavrusa wanted to be mitzayin the lotion of the chinuch and the mitzvah that the Kolben Pesach has to be eaten Sli eish. So he says, Sharoshe ha-mitzveh, shenitztavinu lo'ochloi tzli davke, shekach derech b'nei molochim, lechel bosor tzli, shahaloi shehumachol toiv umutom. It's very good, it's very tasty. Avo shaha omeinam yecholim lechel ki mevushol kedei lemalei vitnom. Would seem from the chinuch that there's a chesaron in tzli that the meat shrinks. Could be it's tasty, but the meat shrinks when you cook it, so perhaps you have, the meat gets, bulges, it gets full of water and liquid. So if the mechuvin is lamale vitnam, so that takes a preference. That's by the Hamoinam, by Sorim and Melochim, that is, does not relevant at all if there's too little to, I mean, since there are Sorim and Melochim, even though the meat shrinks through Tzli, but that is not a problem, so you eat more meat. So it could be that is the Maila of Tzli, that Tzli shows. This is derech melochim, derech gedula yoisa. Or maybe since by other people it is more mutam, so this is also derech gedula yoisa, even though by him it is equivalent to sholok and mevushal. But Taisa says there's a mile of tzli, and that is what our Gemara is speaking about. Eina cholis elo tzvi. Eina cholis elo bechaldu. Va'omar Rav Chisde, Esrim ve'arba matnois kohune, there are 24 matnois kohune, kol koyin sheni boki behem einoisnim loy matone. Amir dikezach, that in order for a koyin to be eligible to receive matnois kohune, he has to be boki in all the Esrim Barba Matnes Kune, he should know the halachas, and then we give it to him. Rashi says, Esrim Barba Lakama Vipirkin, Choshiblu, all the 24 Matnes Kune, Sheini Boki Behem, Hech Din Metone, the Dinim of the Matone, Hech Necholim Begdula, if he doesn't know all the halachas, we don't give it to him. So the Gemara says, "V'lav milsei." That's not true. A kohen does not have to be so educated in order that he should be zeichet to receive the matnas kune. The Sanya, Rab Shimon said, there's another inyan that is required for a kohen to possess in order to get matnas kune, but that's it. Only that and nothing else. The Sanya, Rab Shimon Oimer, Kol kohen she'enoi moide ba'avoide enloi chelek b'kohune. He's not moide ba'avoide, so he does not have a chelek in the kohune. We'll see soon what this means. Shenema hamakriv es dam ha'shlomim v'sachelev mibnei ha'arein loy siye shoyk ha'yomin lemone. That we give to a kohen only who holds of the avoidis. He is machiv the avoidis of the kahanim. So such a kohen you give, to him you give the matnas kuna. Loi siye shoy kayom in lamone. Now let us just see exactly what this means. So Rashi says, She'enoi moide ba'avoide. So Rashi says, She'omar beliboy divrei hevel hein. The avoide is hevel, all these pu'ulas that are done, all the ceremonies. V'loi tziva hamokim lahakrim loi kolbonis. The whole concept of kolbonis, that the Rabbeinu Shalom needs kolbonis, shemakiv kolbonis, it's hevel. Ela Moshe Bodo Miliboy. Moshe Rabbeinu, this is Rachmana Netzlan, this is Teiras Moshe, not Teiras Hashem. Because the whole thing doesn't make sense then. That's called Sheini Moide Ba'avoide. The Ritve brings down Rashi. The Ritve says that you need such a memory of Shimon to say a kohen who's a kofer b'teire, you don't give him the matonis. He says he's chayiv mise. Mesametz meiridim v'leimalim shekofer b'teires Moshe. So that I think others say pshat. So according to the Ritve, in such a Yiddish posel avoda, not only you don't give him the matonis, he's a koyfer b'teiras Moshe. So the Ritva says a different pshat. She'enei moide b'avoda, she'omer she'enam tzrichos ve'enam choyve ve'enam la'akev. So the Ritva says, that means, yeah, it says in the Torah, these are perhaps things that could be done, but they're not necessary. That's called, he's not moide and avoide. It means these are things which are natli kuve. So to such a kohen, you don't give the matnas kohune. The Chassam Sofer himself wants to say perhaps a third pshat in Rab Shimon. Chassam Sofer says as follows. The Rambam in Seif Hilchas Mile writes as follows. A kabonis heim mehachukim. Kabonis achukim she'enam gluyim lon. We can't understand the concept of kabonis, person, shechs an animal. What does the Rabbeinu Shalom have from this? It's a chuk, something which are beyond our comprehension. That's what the Rambam says. Seif Hilchas Me'ila. The Rambam Amir Nevoichim says a different beer in Kabonis. He says the Hamoina Moshtufim Lizboyach Lasirim, they were completely involved in Navidah Zoreh. Akeim Mosalem Kabonis Lasake Navidosim Lashem. So the Rambam in the Meir and Avichim says of Akert, they were doing it side by side, so the Rabbeinu Shalom wanted to divert it from, I mean, of being in Zebech, Lassirim, Abay de Zorah, so the Bainu Shalom said, bring it to the base Hamikdash. So the Ramban in the beginning of Chumash Vayikras vehemently disagrees with the Rambam. He says the whole Kedusha of Kodshim, the Beis Hamikdash, is Lohitzi Mileva Tipshim. I mean that, that's the Ramban's Kash and the Rambam. Ela Shohu Seydis Al Yoinim. What the Kolban accomplishes, we can be massive, but it's Heichen Yonim. So he brings the Marit says, Be'emes and the Rambam and Seif Hilchus Mila is also made to the Rambam. He says that it's from the Chukim, we can't understand it. So what Shan the Rambam in Meir Nevoichim? So he brings the Marit says that the Rambam had a kasha. That even though there's Inyonim Chashumim and Kalbonis, but just like the Rabbeinu Shlom asked a matzeva, which was ahuva, and he asked it since this was lemaise became from the avoda of the goyim, so therefore the Rabbeinu Shlom did not want it, even though there's a davar choshev in a matzeva. So the Rambam held, so even though the zikhe ahoyche in yonim, in Kalbonis, but since the Goyim or if they have the Zohar, so it should be most Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Rebbeinu Shlom should take it away from Klal Yisrael. So he said, that's what the Rambam says in Meir Nevoichem. He says, Fakert. He says, the Etzem Zach is Gewaldik Choshev, so Fakert. So Adarabe. So by saying that we should have these Avoides in the Beis Hamikdash of Fakert, That will take away the if they have the zora by klal yisrael. So baita has a chashivus, but the etzim kolben the chashivusa is lamaila miasogoseinu. So the chsam sefer wants to say could be sheino moide ba avoide. He held only like the Rambam and Meir Nevoichim. That means the whole thing is only to divert from Avodah Zarah, but doesn't have any chshivas b'fnei atzmai. So memeila, you don't give him matnas kohune. That means how, so this is pshat and posik, ha-makri v'zdam ha-shlomim, we'll see this is going on heilochim, v'sachele v'nei arein, and then b'nei arein means all the other Avodahs of b'nei arein, this person who's makshiv, these avoides loisi yeshoika yamin lamona. So ainli elazebel vad amakri v'stam ashlomim v'sachel v'iz machshev heiloche heilochas adam heilochas achel minayin l'rabeis chamesh esrei avoides. There's 15 other avoides kegoin hayitzikais v'abalilois v'apsisois Vamalichais, Tnufais, Vagoshais, Vakmitzais, Aktores, Vamalikais, Vekabolois, Azois, Vashkoasoite, Varifas Egla Rufe, Vetanras Metzoira Nesias Kapaim, Bein Bibifnim, Bein Mibachutz, Tamaloima, Mibnei Aroin, so that's why it says, Amaki Bezdam Ashlomi Vesachelev, Mibnei Aroin. So Mibnei Aroin comes to tell us, Avoida Ha'amura Livnei Aroin. V'chol Kain Sheinei Moide Bo, Ein Lechelik Bekune, that's what the Pasuk is saying. If he's moide in the hamakrib, he's moide in all the other avodas of neyam. Loisi yeshay kayim in lamoda. Taime deini moide bo or moide bo afagav deini boki bem. As long as he's moide, even though he's not boki in the halachis of the chavdal matonis, it's irrelevant. And the etzim kash of the gemara the chsam seifa has a ha'orim. Rav Chisda said that kol kain sheni boki in the esrim v'abo matnes kune einoisim loy matonim. The Gemara says it's not true because there's a different criteria. If he's moide in the avoides, you give him, even though he's not a boki in the chov dalad matonis. So the Chasam Sofer asks, he says he doesn't understand the kasha. L'chaira, the Gemara could have answered that Rav Chisda is speaking about, you have two kahanim. One knows and one doesn't. So you shouldn't give the one who doesn't know. Here we're speaking about if you only have this coin, if he's not moiden davoid, you don't give him. I mean, fartik. L'chaira, the Gemara could have said this teretz. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, ein loy chelik bekohune, ein loy chelik bekotshim. Hamakriv, hi hoyloche, that's hoyloche. Hayetzikois vahablilois. Shenoisein shemen bemincho. Uboilolo, vachoyzer venoisein oleo shemen. L'kayim bo mitzvis yitzike v'yotza kaleo shemen k'demrinem ba'ilu menoches d'kulon tzrichin sholosh matonesh shemen. This Rashi is very unclear. Bemison, the three matonesh, Rashi menoches says there's three matna shemen. This first, there's a matone that they pour shemen into the keli, before they pour the soilus in the keli. Then they pour, the soilus. Then they pour poishrim. And then they pour more shemen, and then they make a blila. So there's a second matan shemen before the blila process. That's a matan shemen on the soilus. And then after the blila, there's a third matan shemen. These are the three matonis. The Lashon of Rashi is very unclear. Shnoisin shemen b'mincha uboilolo. So this is the second matan shemen. B'chayza b'noisin olo shemen after the blila. L'kai bo mitzvus yitzike v'yotzak olo shemen. And Rashi doesn't mention the first matone, which is a matone bekli, before you pour the soilus and the keli. Hapsisois, minches machvas umacheshes uminches mafeitano, shohoyu nikmotzeis laacher afiyim. They first made the kmitze after the mincha was baked. Is paises on. So first they made psise, umarziron leseuton vekoimetz. You made it soilless, you made it like matzemel, and then you made kmitze to receive paises oiso pite. The Rishash is ma'irer, that what Rashi says, umarziron leseuton is a machlekes tanoim. Others say you just made pitim, you made it should be the size of a kezias. That's what other tanoim hold. There's one tana that holds the machziron l'seilton. A gavucha once was ma'irer that if, according to the tana, I think we paskin like that, that the psisa was you made it into kezaisim, and you made kmitza from the kezaisim. So we have a shtickle hashore, how big a kezayis can be already, if you make kmitza from the kezayisim. So how big is a kezayis already that you can make kmitza from the kezayisim? So it seems a kezayis is not too big. Hamelichais, b'melech timloch, atnufais, this is by the oima, melech umevi. V'loi kol ha-menoche is tunis tunufe. V'agoshe v'hosem v'forish lehu yesh tunis tunufe v'loi agoshe. Agoshe v'loi tunufe. Loi tunufe v'loi agoshe. Ma'i agoshe? Magisha k'shi bekli koidem k'mitze. Before the k'mitze, the bundemincha is still in the kli. U'magia l'keren marovis droimes, you bring the keli. But the mincha inside of it to the kerem arov isdreimis keneged chudo shel kerem b'menoches b'soita. V'amalika is garsinen, is malika v'loi garsinen v'hakrovis. the Iyuch Shiva Bereish, we started off, HaMakribes Adam, which is Elohim. Behedit Porat Pokro, that we have enough in the Posik, HaMakrib Ezebach HaShlamim, the Iyuch Elohim. Kabolois, Kabolos Adam, Hazois, Izrikas Dam, and Izrokim B'Mizbeach, that what is Nizrak and the Mizbeach, Bein Anitzim Bifnim Ala Poroiches, and that the dam that was Nitz Ana Poroiches, or Mizbeach Hazor, Bein Anitzim Bachutz, the Mizbeach Anachoshes, Shrita Loiko Choshev, Shaf Hazor Koshebo. Arifas Agole, the Kahanim he, Kedersi Benikshu Akahanim Bnei Levi. Now, I had a problem with this Rashi. First of all, we see from Rashi Loshna Gemor Varifes Egla Rufe. The Arifa was Bekahanim. How do you know it's Bekahanim? Kedursi V'nikshe Kahanim B'nei Levi. The Nikshe Kahanim B'nei Levi is after the in the Posek it speaks, it says V'olfu. They made Arifa, and after the Arifa it says V'nikshe Kahanim B'nei Levi, they said Kapel Amcha. So where do you see that the Arifa is Bekahunim? Rashi brings a posik. So I found Frankel Rambam in Hilchos Reitzeach, the Mafteach, they bring down a Rishash in Masechta Soite, Taf Memhei Amad Beis. There the Rishash says that he's Meurer, the Rambam doesn't bring down that a Rifes Egla Rufa has to be Bekoyen. He doesn't bring this down. And the Chayri brings, he doesn't bring our Gemara, he brings another Gemara, but it's the same Gemara. That, that Arifas Egla has to be the Koyan. So he says, perhaps a person will say that, maybe it doesn't really mean the Arifa, it means the Kappa. So he says, that's not called an avoide. It says he has to be moide in the avoides. Hokain shein in moide ba avoide. So he says, the amire kapono is not an avoide. So, psayereshtikol ha'ore, why isn't kapono called avoide? We have here in the Sias Kapayim, which is also one of the avoides. But it could be, Avoida means he does a maise, a kimas fosov, they have a maise, the Gemara says. That was the same words. Nesias kapayim is vayisa arenes yodov. There's taka a maise over there. This is nesias kapayim, not the amire. So he says something very interesting. He doesn't bring down arashi, but a kaponim, it would be mirdik good. He says, he brings down that the Zamachlatesa also brings down that one of the avoides is Yitzike. There's a Tana that holds that Yitzike is Kshere Bezol. Rab Shimon that holds you need Yitzike Bekoyim, because Rab Shimon Darshan's Vov Moisef Alinyan Rishin, and with the later it says, when it speaks about Avodah Sekahanim, it says Avov, so it's going also on the Yitzike, which is mentioned previously. That's, it brings a Gemara. So that's Shitas Rab Shimon. Zukta Rishash, and Achsma, this is Mamisha Rashi. So according to Rab Shimon, it says, V'nikshu HaKahanim B'nei Levi. So this is after the Arifa, V'nikshu, so Vav Maisav on Yerishin. So this is that Arifa is also a Yedei Kahanim. So he says, Abizai is very good, we don't paskin like Rab Shimon. We paskin that Masami Yitzik is Ksheir Abizai, so we paskin that Arifa is also Ksheir Abizai. This is a memra of Rabbi Shimon. But al kaponim Rashi, like this, the Rashi is very difficult. So according to the Rishash, it's moiredi good. Taris metzoyre, betziporim lahazois. So they were mazed. And then we have Nesiyas Kapayim, Bein Mibifnim, Bemikdosh, Kedersi Vayisa Arin Es Yodo, Bein Mibachutz, Begbulim, Vchol Ir Veir, Bebeis HaKnesses. It's very interesting that Rashi says Bebeis HaKnesses, if there's such a locha that you need a mokim that's miyuchad letfila, if a person will make an Eretz Yisrael in Yerushalayim, will make a minyan in his house, if you won't duchen there, it's a psabazundere din beis haknesses, like Moganovis or such a din, you don't only say b'mokim amyuchad letvila, not stamazoi. Very interesting. Rashi in other places says b'cholir v'ir. Rashi says b'beis haknesses. Mibnei arim sefer dekro de la'elu. This is the sefer dekro. Let us see Taisvis. If Taisvis will have milsehi de sanye, as we said, Rab Shimon said that the what parcels to give to a kohen if he's not moide and the avodas hakohen. Taisvis says, "Av motzel meimer midamrinen bereish pirkim amachzikim beteres Hashem yesh lam mnas." Mash me machzik afilu sheinei boki. A boki, achzikim b'teres Hashem does not mean how much he knows. He's machzik, he's oisik b'teire, but it does not necessarily mean that he's a boki in hilchis chav dalet matnes kohune. Kabolois, vim taima teipek lei kabolois, so if you're learning out, we learn out, it says, Hamakriv es dam ha-shlomi, and then it says, Mibnei Arin. So Mibnei Arin is going on the other avoidus of Mibnei Arin, and that's Moisev and Hamakriv es dam ha-shlomi. So Tosfos asks, why do you need Mibnei Arin to be marbe kabbalas adam, hamakriv is dam ashlomim. Hamakriv also means kabbalah. So memela, we don't have to learn out kabbalah from Mibnei Arin. That's the Yisrus Kash. Vim taima teipik lei kabbalis me hamakriv is dam ashlomim. Takrov avaloshin kabbalah kedamrin in perik hakoimetz. V'kriivu b'nei arayin v'kabolo v'eilach mitzviz kohune. V'shloim edahoche kivin d'chsiv ha-makri bezdam ha-shlomim v'es ha-chelev. U'b'chelev l'sheach kabolo. So dam nami loim mishtoi v'kabolo. So memele, so we can't say that we're speaking about kabolo over here because it seems it's the same hakrovim. It's the same akrov that we're speaking about by chayla, we're speaking about do. Hayitzikos bereish hakoimetz rabbe, porch minei, lohodo mahosom lo yotza koime lezo kosho. So you see, it's not avoides hakune. Vochi koma shi avoida mesur bnei arin, o maskine, do loike Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon is the one that tarshin zvov moisev alin yerishin. So he holds that it's ma'akev. Afkekune, the other Tana doesn't know like that. Zokta Gemara Vaita, Omar Ravabe, Omar Ravuna Marav, Chutin Shebolechei Asurim, that there's certain chutim that they have dam in them, there's dam konus in the chutim, and some emele, so they're also out dam, v'chol koyin she'eino yedei alitlon einoisnin loy matone. If there's a koyin that does not know how to be menaker these chutim, so you don't give him the matone. I mean, you're giving him the matone, so maise will be nifshol in achilas dam. Samela, he has to have a bekiyas on nikar hachutim before you give him the lechi. So the Gemara says, v'loihi. No, it is not necessary to be a boki in hilchas nikar. You can eat lechayayim even though you're not a boki b'hilchas nikar. I have a problem, the chutim have dam. So he says there are two eitzes. If he roasts it, so the dam will run out from the chutim through the tzli. So he was not menaker the chutim, but the dam will go out through the tzli. And if he intends to cook it, he demichtech lehu umolach lehu meidev daivi. And if he cuts it also, he doesn't have to remove the chutim. Just by cutting it and salting it, so the dam will run out, and the mele won't be nichshol nachilas dam. So Rashi, chutim shebalechi asurim mishum dam, betviya betzli. Omar, Rove, or others say this, Agir Sarabe, Bodak Lon Rav Yosef, Hai Kahane, others say it's better Rove, because Rabbe was older than Rav Yosef, so it's a modern mice, Rav Yosef should faher Rabbe. So that's why it's better Rove. Bakitza, Rav Yosef, asked the Shaila, Hai Kahane, the Chotev Matante, a coin that Chapsa Matone, Nichapset. So, how does one look at this action? Do I say, Chavuvi kamechavav mitzvah? It's gewaldic. It shows the chibuv ha-mitzvah, so it's the proper thing to do. Oy zilzulvi kamezalzel b'mitzvah. Or maybe, fakert, it's a zilzul. It's not a proper thing to chapa matone, to take it away, balkochay. So, how does one look at this? So this Shaila Rav Yosef asked Rove, O Poshatna Lei V'nosan B'loi She'yito Me'atzmai. So, Buddha Raya, it says V'nosan. What does Rashi say? Bot Aklon B'nasa Yisonu Im Neida Lohoshif Rove Koyinoye. So, yes, them, Uchas matnes kohune, dochotiv matante, mitanoikes shenoisem oisam lekahana. Again, Rashi says, we heard before, leibi shechotiv matante, and here, Rashi says that was given to tanoikes, and then he chapted away from the tanoikes. We had mentioned when we learned the Gemara, the previous Gemara by Levi, Shechotav matanta hauli viyom. So the Chasam Sofer says pshat. What is pshat in this scenario? That is tenoikish anoisim oisam lekahanim. So the Chasam Sofer says if it was given to a godel to bring to a kohen, so the shliach is a godel. So it seems that the gadol is already zeiche for the kohen before he delivers it. Some leich helich keschi. So then, it's a gazlan. If it's by the bailam, you chapt it away from the bailam, he's also a gazlan. When the bailam is toivis hano. So he says, therefore we're speaking about a case that he gave it to a cotton. A cotton is an aveda midas, so the bailus of the Israel is, it's not his anymore, the aveda midas is like hefker. And the cotton, since a cotton can be zeiche, midrabon is zeiche, but he's not zeiche in, chazal will never misagnish be zeiche in the tevis hano. So Mela, there's no epis gezel de kishayla. That's what Chasam Sofer says, and then God over there, he brings this Rashi also. So le davoini, I don't understand the Shaila then. That means it, there's no guess of the Kishaila whatsoever. The Bailam doesn't have Teibes Hano. The Koyin wasn't Zeiche. The Naveda Midas. And now we have to clear what is the proper Anhoge. Is Chetife, Hichocha of Chibuv Mitzvah, or Chetife is a double Mezuzel. Fine. That was the Shaila. So then I don't understand what Rava answered him. He said, V'nosan. The Pasuk L'chaira is speaking about that the Bailam should give. We're not talking about such a scenario. We're talking about that the Bailam has Tevis and Avinosan. So Mamele he should give. I mean, how can you be patient the Shaila from... I mean, there's no Avinosan over here. Mi amrine chvuvi kamechave va mitzveh viyofe hu aisev. Yet v'nosan lakayim leishe yita lakayil meatzma. This was what Rava was poishet. Omar Abaye. Abaye said, meireish have chatifne matante. In the beginning, before I heard this memra of Rava, I used to be chaytef matonis. Amine chavuvi komechaviv ne mitzvah. I held fakert. That's a chib of mitzvah. So memele. So that's the proper anhoge. Kiven de shemana loho v'nosan v'loy sheyito meyatze michtaf loy chatifne. So I didn't chap anymore. But meima omri hovili. But look. There's still an union of chibuv mitzvah. The chibuv cannot be done in an oifen of chatife. So I used to go over to the bailim to show that I'm interested in it, not what's the mitzvah take. So I said, hovuli. So I used to go over and ask for it. So what does Rashi say? Meima omro hovuli, ayisi shoyle bepemole. Ayis, I went over to ayid that has reyach ayayin. Abaye came over to him and, Sheisi Savar Shehu Chib of Mitzvah, that's the Chib of Mitzvah. So we're talking about. Bekivin the Shemana Lahod de Sanya. Then later, I heard of a Baraisa. Bayatu Achei Habotza. It says by the Bnei Shmuel, Ramei Omar Bnei Shmuel, Chelkom Sholu Befiyem. That what was the Vayatu Ache Abotza, the Pasuk is very critical. And there Anhoge, and Rameya says, what was Vayatu Ache Abotza, Chelkam Sholo Befiim? That's called Botza. That's me the Zarashi in Mesechta Shabbos. That Rashi says, let's see what Rashi says over here. Chelkom sholo befiim de meganulu kol evnei shmul vayatach habotzetz gezel. Omer amesh lo yavere gezel biyodom ala chelek leviye kugay maiserishin ayu shoylem befiim. That's what they were shoyl. So memele, so Rashi says in Masechta Shabbos, so it's a modern lotion, so what's the gezel? So Rashi says, we have to understand, the Bnei Shmuel were Choshev Yidin. They would come over to every Yid, the Maiserishin, Chibuv Mitzvah, give to me. No, who won't give to the Bnei Shmuel? Choshev Yidin, very Choshev Yidin. So what happened, they had an abundance of Maiserishin, but like the other Levim, which did not have the Yichus of the Bnei Shmuel, like they were they lost because of their chib of mitzvah. So Memele was treading on other Levim's toes. So they say the same thing. Abaye, I say chikven achosh v'yid. Abaye will come over to yid. He should give them a meskohunet him, zrechiyam v'kevis. Because they'll gladly give it him no shayla. He asks pepemole, is the chmendis. There's nothing, he wasn't Meramis. So that's Botza. So Memele, so then later, so now I heard this Barai, so Meimaname Loyamine, Viyavoli Shakilna, but if they gave it to me, I didn't say anything. They go and give it to me, then I take. Given the Shamana Lahodisanya, Atsnuya Moishemes Yedeim, Vagargaronim, Chilkim, Mishkol Name Loishakilna. Now, I don't take either. Let's see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, Atsnuyim Moishemes Yedeim. Bechiluk lechem aponim koma b'meseches yume, b'torof b'kalfi, mishemei shimen atzadik, nishtalcha me'iro b'lechem aponim. So what does this have to do with atznuyim moishchem es yedeim? So, the Gemara says in meseches yume as follows. The Aboim Shone that Shimon HaTzadik was Meshamesh Eskoyin Godu, there was a broch in the Lechem Aponim, it was a Gvaldik broch. V'chol Koyin Shemagiyoi Kizayis, a Koyin that got a Kizayis of the Lechem Aponim, Yesh Oichloi V'Soveya. All the Kahanim, there was that. V'yesh Oichloi Moisa, he couldn't eat a Kizayis, Kizayis was too much already. That was Bizman Shimon HaTzadik. Mikan ve'eilech nishtalcha me'ira b'lechem upon him. After Shimon HaTzadik became, was nostalgic, so there was a me'ira v'chol koyin magiyai kippul. First of all, it seems they weren't able to be mechalik kizaisim. So every koyin got a kippul. Atznuyim moishchem es yedei. The tznuyim were moishchem es yedei. Now, so Poshe Pshat is, when Poshe Pshat is like this, that when there was an abundance of lechem upon him, so there was no machlokes, there was no ketotach, mein fakert, Kezayis was too much. So then, this is Ulcheira Poshe Pshat. So, Fakert, so, there was no Machlokes, and whatever everyone had was Dai Bahoisa. When later, Nichnas Meira, Nishtalcha Meira, so, no one had enough. I mean, there was not too much to pass around, and the Gagaronim wanted more, and the tznuyim v'moishchem es yedeim fakert. So that means it meant machlokes. So memele the tznuyim v'moishchem yedeim, and the Chasam Sefer brings down the Mogen Avraham. Mogen Avraham says in Siman and Gimel he brings Dake Moshe. Ve'ein lihiskoitet ba'avu shum mitzvah, shrei shaninu atznim moishchen es yedeim milechem apon. That means, this is a limud. That means there's a mitzvah to eat from the lechem upon him, but let's not talk about right or wrong. We're speaking about ktota, we're speaking about machloikis. If Yana wants, so Mamela, it's not worthwhile the mitzvah. Now, the Chasam Sofer asks from a Tosfos Yeshonim. The Tosfos Yeshonim says the whole reason they were moishchen es yedeim because they only got a kippul, so there's no mitzvah sachilas sai v'sai. Achilas bekezayis. So memele, there was no mitzvah sachila. Maybe there is an inyan that Vashmul brings down, others bring down. Could be there's two inyanim in achila's kochim. One inyan it shouldn't become noisa, and another inyan mitzvah sachila. it shouldn't become nicer. Whatever you eat, you're accomplishing something. But the mitzvah sechil is dafke bekezayis, could be. So the Taisa Shishonim says that since they didn't get it, there wasn't a kezayis I decided to get, so. Aber bekezayis lohir meishchem yadeyim. So he asks how the Darkei Moshe stems with the Taisvus Yishonim. According to Taisvus Yishonim, it's not pshat. They weren't doing a mitzvah saivasai, so perhaps a chatzi mitzvah, but for a mitzvah. Now here we have to understand over here what was the maisa with Abaye. They offered him. And he didn't want to take. Al Kaponim, we have to say it's speaking about that not someone came over to Abaye like to give you Yisrael Chiyam Bekeve. No, that wasn't the case. The Yisrael Chiyam Bekeve was given out, and there was Samukim, there was in the butcher shops, there was a lot of Kahanim there. When they shechted, there was a numerous amount of Kahanim, and there were Kahanim with open eyes and looking what this one's getting, what this one's getting, and someone went over to Abaye and said, no. So Abaye didn't want to take. Al Kaponim, he realized that other people that will bother will make machlokes, so that's why he stopped taking. Labar mimale yoyme de kippurim, erev yom kippur, he took. Lachzuki nafshoi bekahane. Wanted to show that he's a functioning kohen. Let us see Rashi. Rashi lachzuki nafshi bekahani sheishtakach adover shani koyin. Let us see Taisvis. Mishkol nami loy shakilna shloy ekra gargaram. That means there was a very lay exil mimisha tzorch yeisa mimeni. Maybe someone needs more than me, some emailer. Half of isha gam hu loy hoya osher. Abaye was far from an osher. Abaye, the Gemal says in Masechet Shabbos, he was sick his whole life because he didn't even have food to eat. Abal Kaponim, he didn't want, maybe someone needs it more than him. He wouldn't take it. That means when there was Kahanim there in the Shaila, who gets more, who gets, he didn't want to take it. Levar memale yoyme de kippurim, she yomtefu, erv yom kippur za yomtef, kedoma perkaisim esbenoi. Umatonais merubais. There was a lot of matonais. This was Erev Yom Kippur, everyone shechted. There was an abundance of matonais. An abundance of matonais, and mele, there was no, then there was Erev Yom Kippur, nachechedet, so salkaponim, there was no ktot, no dos, so the kahanim is asven, the ilul ha'yenoito, ha'yoimrim sheine koin. If he didn't come then, so it say he's not a kohen. Fregte gemore velifres yodei, so let him duchen. Onselei idnei. Gemore said, no, he wanted to show that he's a kohen, duchen, and he wasn't able to duchen. Onselei idnei. So there's two pshatim. One pshat Rashi says, velifres yodei, kivin sheine oisr shlo ishtakar shem kohen meolo, yifres yodei vleduchen koloshone, amachzik nafshe bekahane, he duchens. Onse leidne, Sarashi says, itim shekov le talmidov, hayu terdem oisei melises kapov, she oisek bit talmidov, beisha tzibor nesofim le beisa knesses. Amur de Kazakhta Zamadana Yontev over here, he was a marbet's teira by it, there's chula bit tzibor, but he said a shir, maybe started the shir before, and hayu oisek bit, Tamidav hayu terdem oisei, they wanted to get a cloak item this year. This is Habotzes Teira de Rabbim. And now they're in the middle of the shir, in the middle of dust, they're duchening now. He would not be mevater this als Habotzes Teira. There's another pshat It says on the side, Varish, Vrif Perish, Choyli, Bemei of Ha Havis, and the Mele could never be Mechavan the Shah that, when they duchen, so he was unable to duchen properly, so Kaponim, he used this opportunity to show that he's a Koyin, that was Erev Yom Kippur.